You are listening to a digitally remastered class of HaRav Yochanan Zweig, Rosh HaYeshiva of the Talmudic University of Florida.
Chazal tell us that Yaakov was instituted Tfilas Marv. Yivka B'mokim is a Loshen Tfilin, he instituted Tfilas Marv. The difficulty is Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. It's optional. Yaakov is Bechir Sheba Ovis. Being Bechir Shabbos, it's difficult to understand that the tefillah that he instituted is the least obligatory of all the tefillahs. Shacharis and Mincha is obligatory, and tefillahs Arvis is a Rishus. Whatever the definition of Rishus is, it's very, very difficult to understand why he was not able to create a obligatory tefillah. Why was his Takana not instituted as an obligatory? Don't you have one of the most unbelievable? The Ribbono Shel tells Yaakov Avinu the following: "V'hinei anochi imoch u'shmarticha b'chol asher telech, v'ashivoseicha el adama zos ki lo yezofcha ad asherim osisi es asher dibarti loch." Clear, Yaakov hears it. And then Yaakov starts off and says the following: "V'yida Yaakov neder lemor." Im yelukim imodi, im yelukim imodi. I don't think I said. Im Hashem said, "I'm going to be with you." Rashi learns that that's exactly everything he said is pasuk keneged pasuk. Hinei anochi imoch. That's im yelukim imodi. I mean, it's like mamash ushmarani. If he does this, he said he's going to do it. And if he does all these things, that makes unbelievable. If he does it, then it says, you know what? I come back here and everything will be good, and et cetera, Beisovi. I'll anoint the stone. V'chol asher titeni aser asrenu loch. Whatever you give me, I'm going to give you 10% back. First of all, it's a fairly modest gift. I'll make you my partner. I'll give you 50%. Remember, for a mitzvah, the halacha is you have to spend a third of all your money. What kind of, if I should, I'm going to save my life and there won't be, all my children won't have any psul in their descendants. You know what I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you 10% of what you give me. It's mamish insulting. It's cheap. It's hard to figure out words to describe. I mean, for a Jew to... Besides, why didn't Yaakov Avinu say something really serious? I'll sit and learn all day. I'll become Reb Shimon Yochai. Must be it's harder to give 10% of your money than sit and learn all day. What's the shot? I mean, Hashem is doing all this for him, and the most incredible gift he can think about. It's the part with 10% of money that Hashem is giving him. I mean, one would think that Yaakov Avinu could find some type of ruchnius, some type of spiritual. I mean, Hashem is doing incredible things for him. But another problem is the Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Medrash says you're not allowed to make a neder. So the Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, from here we learn out that you can make a neder based tzara. You're allowed to make a nether based tzara. What's the ace tzara? If Hashem needs to protect you, you must have problems. But Hashem already promised them protection. So it's no longer an ace tzara. There's no ace tzara here. Hashem is protecting him. Hashem said, I'm protecting. What's the, even if it would be a problem, like there's an ace of an 11. But I already have what they call the Secret Service guarding me. And not the Secret Service, you have the Bari Olam guarding me from all the problems. So there's no Ace Tzor here. This is Ace Tzor Yaakov. It's the opposite. This is a time of tremendous security, tranquility, and relaxation. Right? Hashem promised them. What is going on over here? You go through the Psukimar. Pasuk, finally, he works 7 years. And then he goes over to Lavan and says to him, "Yom Yaakov, Lavan, Hovas Ishti Kimoli Yomai VaAvo Ela Rashi, I feel Kausha Mekalim doesn't talk that way. Well, here he was Meschavin. What's Rashi's lotion here? Laholi told us. I feel Kausha Mekalim in Omer. And Laholi told us. Amarka. Okay, I mean, even if that's true. If the narrator would be saying it about him, I mean, the way the Mefarshim learn is that he was Mechavan totally the shame Shemayim. So if the narrator is saying that about Yaakov Avinu, okay, the narrator. This is Yaakov Avinu talking to Lovin. That's the way he talked to another human being. That's not communication. And talking to Lovin that way is demeaning yourself. It's insulting. And what's the pshat over here? He speak. We're not talking about who Yaakov Avinu is. And even if... If you want to say he speaks that way, he thinks that way, but you don't talk to a Lovin because you have to look at the world from Lovin's eyes when you talk to somebody. It's not the way you mean. I'm a tzaddik yisod oilam. That's what he's interested in telling Lovin. And we have another thing that you tell your wife, she's going to get very insulted. The pasuk says, Rachel finally has a child. Vatar, vatelet ben, vatomer, osaf elokim mischer posi. Hashem took away my shame. Rashi says, what this is Rochel Imenu talking about. Shame. Until a woman has a child, or son, I think son, child probably, I can't blame anything on anybody but myself. Once she has a child, she can blame him. Who broke this vessel? The child. Who ate the figs? The child. What's up, Sean? I mean, what an insulting woman. They lie. All of a sudden, they decide to lie. I mean, what's the shot over here? Rochly Manus. Oh, thank God, I don't have any shame. I can tell a lie now. I mean, that's the biggest shame. She's shaming herself by saying that she can tell a lie. What's the shot here? When Yaakov leaves the house, the Torah tells us that he gets the children together and he puts them on top of the camel. So the pasuk says like this: Vayokum Yaakov is by Shishi, Perik Lamanal Fudzayin. Vayokum Yaakov Vayisa is born of Esnoshav Alagmalan. He put the sons and then his wives on the camels. Hiktim Schorim Lenekavis. The Esav Hiktim Nekavis Leschor. Yaakov put the sons, then the wives, and Esav did the reverse. So the Maral learns pshat. Esav married for the sake of Znus. Married for the sake of Znus, the wife is the most important. Yaakov married for proper reasons, have children. I understand. Maybe Esav's doing the right thing. It seems to me Esav is doing the right thing. What message do you want to give your children? That they're more important than their mother? Shouldn't the simplest thing be you put the mother on first, so the child has to know the mother comes first? In fact, mother can't really do that, I come first. But the father is giving the message to the child. The mother is more important than you. Why is Esau doing something improper here? And why is Yaakov doing L'chair or something? I mean, why does the Maral insist that it's the wrong thing to do? L'chair, it's Akasha and Yaakov Avinu. He's doing the wrong thing. You're giving the child the message that they're more important than their mother. What's going on over here? Good thing we have enough Akashas. Akashas are very, very strong questions here. I mean, really pelotic questions here. Let me just begin by setting perspective and answering Rochel Imenu Osaf Escher Posi. Let me give a perspective. And this perspective will, just so everybody, set in everybody's mind. It's not the pshat that, thank God, now a woman can tell a lie. The pshat's like this. I had a maisa a few years ago. A woman came to me. And she had a lot of problems with her children, about half a dozen children. Didn't have a husband. And really, a lot of, I mean, really, Ehrlich, kids were disaster. And I started asking her what she's doing. She tells me now she's going for her second graduate degree. So I open my mouth. Rabbi, I know what you're going to say. Okay. What do you think I'm going to say? You're going to say, why am I going a second graduate degree? Why don't you spend more time with your kids? She was right. Then she said to me like this, and I've said this over to all secular women, and never once has any woman not understood it was the truth and didn't say, oh, the rabbi's a chauvinist. You know, it's he said like this, Rabbi, you don't understand. It's easier to get a second graduate degree than it is to take care of kids. And that's the real emes. I mean, they sold the women so much sheker, they start thinking that it's a higher feminine fulfillment. You become a professional, you make $80,000, $150,000 a year, you deal with adults, you use your brains, you well-dressed all the time, and you can afford nice appurtenances, accessories. Yeah, now I'm an Isha Chashuva. I stay home, baby talk all day, wearing a house dress half of the day, kids pulling on this, change a diaper, pulling there, make me another sandwich. My brother's beating me up, my sister. It's a nightmare. The woman understands really the truth. They all understand that they have an enormous ability to do that, to be able to deal with the children, build the children up, as Chazal say, that's their purpose, to develop their children. But it's just much harder than becoming a lawyer and working in a Wall Street firm. Just much harder to become a CPA and working for the big three. It's too hard, much harder to do that. It's much harder to deal with children. Children are if you do a good job, they're a mishunadik of preoccupation. They're a mishunadik involvement in the children. And to the extent that you really do the job, you can get very distracted from things, especially if you have the susceptibility to break things, you know, unless it requires a lot of effort. You talk to break things, you don't have a chance to focus on anything other than the children. It's a full-time preoccupation. Children is a full-time preoccupation to do the job that has to be done as a mother. That's what he's saying. You wanted a son? I'm full-time mother. I'm not saying your son ate the things. I'm not saying your son broke the kalim. Your son is the cause. I am a full-time mother focused on that child. The definition of motherhood is the full-time involvement, focus on children, to do a real good job. You know, unfortunately, very few women have that focus. And unfortunately, the men don't have the focus of how important it is and don't understand what the woman is doing and therefore wants her to be his companion. And therefore, why do you spend so much time with the kid? Let's get a nanny. Let's get a nanny. Get somebody else. Let's get babysitters half the day. So therefore, they don't validate, the husbands don't validate what the woman's real contribution to the house is. Well, if the husband doesn't validate it, she doesn't have any cheshik to do it, so she may as well become a lawyer. But the emes is, that's a full-time thing. That's what Rachel's saying. To be a mother is a full-time focus on children. And I say to us that we don't do that, it's not the pshat that we're nicer to our wives. We really don't understand the value of what they do for the children. And the male, therefore, they're talking right. My husband will value, if I bring home $180,000 salary, a lot more than making the kids better. It's the rare husband that understands that. The rare Ben Torah husband that understands that. That's the beginning of the focus in the parsha. And that's really what message that Yaakov Avinu is giving by putting the children on the gemalim first. Children, you should know that me and your mother put you first. That's our focus. Children, you should know me and your mother put you first. Our job is to develop you. The father has to do what the mother has to do. That's our job to do. Yaakov is giving 100% the right message. 100% the right message. The focus is of parents is to develop the children. Avram and Yitzchak, their focus was their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chesed, or even saying it better, he didn't bring Hashem's, he was Elokei Shemayim to make him Elokei Oretz. Yitzchak is Avoida to create a real connection between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Korban, a Keda. And they did have a focus on the children. They had Maisa V'Sim and the Bonim. They created a framework for the children. Maisa V'Sim and the Bonim. They knew that the ultimate goal is there has to be Bonim. And Maisa V'Sim and the Bonim. They were all very careful, the others, to do things which would be establish a framework for the children in the future. Yaakov Avinu has a whole different din. His din, his Ikar Avoda, is to be maimed shvotim. That is his avoda. It's not his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. It's not his relationship, new levels of avoda. It is to be maimed shvotim. Let me explain what that means, to be maimed shvotim. This is shundik of the hair in the pasuk here. What's neschadish over here is, this is called Beis Elokim. The greatest contribution that Yaakov does for having children, it's not personal, he wants the covet of more children, is because it's only a Beis Elokim when there's a family. There's no such thing as a home without a family. You can buy a home because you plan on having a family, but otherwise it's not a home. It's a place you live, it's a fabulous apartment. The definition of a bias is a place where there's a family. Shalom bias is not a bias on the basis of Ishti. Most of the places in where the Chazal used the Lashon Shalom bias, very often Rashi is B'nai bias. There has to be a family. The word here is that Yaakov Avinu's contribution to our Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he creates Beis Elokim. His job is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have a Beis Elokim. Avram, Ahar, Hashem has a place you can be served. Yitzchak, he's more accessible, place where we do avoda. Yaakov called it bias, is the pshat. Yaakov is going to create the entity of family so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, he has a bias here. Hashem lives here. Hashem can't have a bias here. He can be on the Har, he can be on the Soda, but he can't have a bias here unless there's a family. Yaakov's avoda is to create the Beis Elokim. That's what the pasuk says. Ein zekim beis elokim. He understood this is a place that has to be a beis elokim. We'll see where he knows that from. I'll explain how what his deal with Hashem is in a second. But now we understand, if we really understand, the greatness of tefillas arvus. Tefillas shachris is avoida. Tefillas mincha is avoida. Tefillas arvus is. By the way, Avoda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a palace, and during the day he's in the palace. Bias means it's a home. It's our home, together with his home. The Beis HaMikdash is his home and our home. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says, a bias l'Hashem, and in Hilchos Molochim, when he talks about what the king is, Moisef, in the dinner Beis HaMikdash, bias lohem, for the Jewish people. It means it's our joint home. The avoda is not just to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokei HaShemayim, but to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a home here. The home requires Knesset Yisrael to be there. The family needs to be there. Tefillas Arvus is not a tefillah of avoda. Tefillas Arvus is children coming in. They can go into the home whenever they want. They go in at night. They go in off hours. They go into a different place. During the day, we have to go into the king's court. And it's part of Avoid. We have to serve him. Beis HaMikdash is the Beis Elokim. It's our family home. Therefore, we go in at night. It becomes Tefillas Arvus is a Rishus. To say this is really even better. This is not for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillas Arvus. Tefillas Arvus is for our sake to understand that it's our home. The whole word of Tfilas Arvis is to understand our Shaykh is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He's our Father. We're living in His home. Our home is His home. Therefore, He instituted a tefillah whereby in the morning, whereby you want to daven, you daven. You don't want to daven. Or even if you learn like Tyson, prefers you daven. You should daven, try, but if you can't, you don't have to. However you learn. But for sure, there's an element of rishus. But it's also at night. That's after hours of Kabbalat Kahal. That's not part of his din of a king. That's being in his home. In his home, you go in whenever you want to go into his home. You go in at night into his home. During the day, you can't go into his home because he's not in the home. He's in the public area of the palace, which is where he does his kingly business. At night, it's already in his home. The whole godless of Tfilas Arvis is that it's Rishus. It's Rishus means that he wants us to understand that we're part of the Beis Elokim. That our Heftz of Tfilas is we're in his home. We can go in, you want to go in, you don't want to go in. Like the way you feel in your own home. And you're not limited to hours. You know, you're not limited to the hours of public, the public hours. Where all the affairs of the world are run, you run, it's his home, you come in at night also. So it's not the pshat that Yaakov Avinu made a lesser tefillah, he made a far greater tefillah for our, and it's not for the sake of Hashem, it's for our sake. I mean, all, let me explain it. All avoida is for Hashem, and ultimately for our benefit. But what right now we're doing it, for Hashem, and the beneficiary of a relationship is for our sake, we have a relationship with Him. Here, the heft of the tefillah right now is for our sake. It's for us to feel the comfort, to feel the hamishkeit, to feel that we can be by our Father whenever we want. That's what He was misakin. That's an unbelievable takana. Now, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept and deal and talk to us any hour that we want to be spoken. This is, by the way, just to explain, we're not talking about, you can always daven. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about Shimon Esrei, Oymid Lefnei HaMelech. You can always daven. You can daven 100 times lying down in bed. We're talking about Tfilas Arvis in front of Hashem. I'm in His presence. And I don't need any Chiddush Dover. I can do that anytime at night when he's not even in his palace. It's a private because he's my Father and I'm part of his household. Therefore, I go in to to the bedroom. It's not that I'm going into the king's court. That's the takana tefillas arvis for us to understand. It's an mishundik thing. We understand the schus HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we can daven marv. That how important we are. We're not dealing with him in Paltrin Shomelech. We're dealing with him in his home, in the home aspect, in the Beis Elokim aspect. Now we begin to understand the Masu Matan here. Shem take a word over here. Hashem promised him, Shmarticha b'chol asher telech. What do you mean, in? Hashem says, it's going to be. He said he's going to do it. Yaakov is making the condition. I don't want you to do it. You're giving me something I can refuse. I'll do it if you do it on this condition. If you want to do it, it's on this following condition. Hashem wants to do it. He said he'll do it. But Yaakov Avinu said, I don't want you to do it. If you want to do it, no, if you're going to do it, it's on the following conditions. If you're going to do this, it's on the following conditions. That when I come back, for Evan Azos, Asher Samtoi Matsevi Yeh Beis Elokim, he's creating, this is the halos of the creation of Beis Elokim. Until now, it's just a potential, like you're buying a house for, you know, for a family to be. This is the beginning of making Beis Elokim. The pouring the oil on was not a din of avoidus nesochim. It was the chinuch hamizbeach, or the chinuch hamishkan. Just like in Parshas Noso, they took, when they, on Chanukah Samishkan, the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu poured oil over the Mishkan, the oil, the Mishkan, the Kalev, that was the Chanukah HaMishkan. Then afterwards it was Chanukah HaMizbech. That's the Maisa Chanukah. That's the Chalois of creating the Chefza of the Mishkan. This is creating the Chefza Beis Elohim. There was no Beis Elohim till now. This created the Metzius of Beis Elohim. You want to do this for me? I only wanted to do it. First of all, I'm going to be able to come back here and I'm going to make the Beis Elohim. And then he says, V'chol asher titen li aser asren aloch. He's not talking about over here of a huge gift. I mean, it's El Cheapo here. What's the pshat over here? You're going to give 10% of what you give me? We already learned out, in the Torah later, but we know already. To a kohen, Avraham Avinu gave maser mikol. The amount of money for the maintenance of kohuna is maser. That's for the maintenance of kohuna. All the money that I will give you will be for the main. I'm creating a Beis Elohim. The 10% is the 10% is for the maintenance of the Beis Elohim. He's saying here that I am being mechanech a Beis Elohim. This is not a gift. He's not talking how much money he's going to give. What was he supposed to do with this money? I'm going to give you money. Is that like the old saying? Throw Hashem, keep whatever you want. Here's the 10%. I'm throwing whatever you want, you keep. The rest goes back to me. What's the pshat? It means he's going to use it for a designated purpose of the Beis Elohim. The purpose of Beis Elohim is to do avodah. He'll give it to those that will do avodah in the Beis Elohim, or the beginning maybe help build it, whatever it is. But the avodah, this was for avodah. That's the definition. He's creating the Chefts of Beis Elohim. For this, he needs the family. That's why Rashi says, if you will fulfill the thing that I will have a family that doesn't have psul them, which he already promised Avram, then so I'm coming back here as a family, and I'm not coming back here myself. So Rashi learns the pasuk here. I'm coming back as a family. Then I will be mechanech, this is Beis Elohim, and I will give money to maintain Beis Elohim. Yaakov is creating the Chefts of Beis Elohim, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu now has a whole new relationship with the world. Until now, Avram, he's Elokei Haaretz. God is place we can do Avoyde Yitzchak. Yaakov means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's has a family here, and this is his home. The Beis HaMikdash is his home, which means we're part of the home. Without Klal Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash is not a home. But now Yaakov's job is to create the entity that will be the home. And there's a tremendous focus on this. That's his whole focus. And without this, he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want. Why? Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it himself. Why does he have to now? Hashem's going to do it anyway. Why does he need to promise that I don't want you to do it unless you're going to let me make this into declared a Beis Elohim, and then I'm going to take care of the maintenance of it. Why is that? Why? It's going to happen anyway. Terence says, if you don't do this, you're not the father. That's not a father. If you don't support the kids, this way, this is now, Yaakov is now the Hechitimtza. Kodesh Baruch Hu is now doing this, protecting the children, bringing the children back here. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu is paying for them. Havdol paying. Yaakov Avinu is contributing. Yaakov Avinu is making it happen. Therefore, he's talking to the father. The other way, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this on his own, the father's doing nothing, you're not the father. If children are not soimach al shulchan avim, it's not a father. If it's not a father, it's not a family. And Mamele can't be the Beis Elohim. This was a condition that was necessary, that Yaakov Avinu had to be mahava, make it happen, because if he makes it happen, then he is the one that is giving the children the home. Otherwise, he's not giving the home to the children. And by the way, don't think this is not a small problem. When the father doesn't work, both grandfathers support him, they buy him a house, do the kids have a father? They have a biological father, but they don't have a father. It's a huge problem. It doesn't take a long time for the children to lose respect. And that's why there's so many, in some of the frumster cities, that's why there's so many kids at risk. They don't have a father. If you're not a father, you can't be the disciplinarian either, a father. If you're the provider and the protector, then you can discipline too. But if you're not the protector, if you're not the protector and the provider, then you're not a father. And the kids grow up without a father. They do whatever they want. When the grandparents support them, the parents don't, the father doesn't support them, this is a family without a father. You know, he's sitting in the house, he sleeps in the house, but it's just like the others we know. You know, there's certain cultures here that Kamat, there aren't real no, they only have uncles, there are real no fathers. There are cultures like this. Okay, it's not Prus like that, but it's the same Musik, there's no father. Someone who is a biological father and doesn't take any responsibility for his children is not a father. And therefore the kids go at risk. I'm saying, Vorm Pshutim. Therefore Yaakov Avinu needed that he should be the protector and the provider. Well, he's only the protector and the provider. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do without him, he's not the protector and the provider. He had to make it. I don't want you to do it. Im. This is the condition of my acceptance. If you will do this, if you'll accept my condition, then do it. Otherwise, I don't want you to do it. Because then there wouldn't be any family. If there's no family, it can't be the Beis Elokim. That is the Pashup shot over here. It's a Mishuntik understanding of what Yaakov Avinu was actually creating here. He was creating the Beis Elokim. That was his Avodah. Because until there's a Jewish family, there can't be a Beis Elokim. There's no such thing as a home without a family. It doesn't exist. Hashem doesn't have a home here. He's a visitor. He's a tourist. But he doesn't have a home. He might be Elokeor, but he doesn't have a... like a circuit judge. He comes, spends a couple of months here, where you have your legal domiciles, where your family is, where you reside is where your family is. He's not really Elokei Arts. This is the Gemara of Elokei Arts. Probably that's another shot in the Medrash we talked about last week, that Yaakov Asher Podes Avram. Avram's goal is to make him Elokei Arts, but until there's a family, he's not really Elokei Arts. To really have a presence here, you need to have a base Elokim. It's not a base Amigdash is not bias. It's only a higher place to do avoid. It's not a bias until there's a family there. That's what Yaakov Avinu's focus is, to create the family. And I said, it's not an ace, sir. 100% it's an Eis Tzor. Why is it? How do I know it's an Eis Tzor? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not accepting your protection. That's he made it an Eis Tzor. Because if I'm telling you, you can do it, I don't want you to do it. I'm not interested in it. If you're not going to accept my conditions. So until Hashem agrees to the conditions, it's an Eis Tzor. And therefore, as part of the condition, he can say, Ahik Vayidar Yaakov Neder. Therefore, he can make a Neder. From that Chazal, it's clear that Im here is creating a condition. He's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do it unless. If it's don't do it unless, then it's really an Eis Tzor, and it's only the negotiations, the deal with Yaakov, that's mafkiyat from the din of Eis Tzor. So therefore you see, in Eis Tzor, you're allowed to make a Neder. It's a very, very stark Vort. That's the Vort he's telling Lovan also. This is also very interesting. Needs a little more, probably more to be Mavari yet. What are you crazy? You're talking to Lovan like that. What's up, Sean? He's telling Lovan, it's only about having children. My whole focus is children. Probably, and this comes to Mishundiga thing, probably that was Lovin's focus also. He's not interested in his daughters. Shvuya Charev over there, he sold them, and they're worse than Shvuya. It's like he also wanted children. And at the end of the day, that's his fight with Yaakov. All the kids are mine. It was a struggle. Vikesh Yaakov, Lovin Lakar Sakol means the struggle is from the beginning. I want children, and Lovin wants children. That's from the beginning. Probably, I say this needs a little more Hesber. That gives Lovin a little bit of a Heter, or Moira Heter, let's say, to switch. You're not looking. You don't care if it's Ruach or Leah. You're only talking about children. He was a shtickle. He opened the door for Lovin to do that. He tells Lovin, all I want is toldus. Okay. The answer, of course, is that it's not you want toldus that come from you and Rachel. That is talk important to him. But it's certainly allowed a little bit to open the door to, in Lovin's warped mind. But for sure, there's probably a little opening of the door over there. So the Torah is telling us here an incredible, incredible thing. That Yaakov had one focus here. And that he talked like that. It's only about children. This is my whole focus. Just like we said, a mother focuses children to the point that she can be distracted from many, many other things she can be distracted from. Yaakov had the same. Now, normally, you don't have that type of problem. You don't have to have that tremendous focus. But over here, on the opposite number, there's a Lovin who's out to prevent this from happening. There's an Esav that's out. So here, he needs mamash, a total focus. Usually, there's a whole support community. There's many shatchanim trying to make a marriage happen, many people trying to help. Over here, there's a lot of people against it. So the only way this is going to happen is with a tremendous, I say normally a mother always needs that focus. And not as a board, you understand, a nanny can't do. A nanny can't replace the mother in that because she doesn't empower the child. The father doesn't usually need this focus. But over here, when there's love on an ace of trying to prevent him from becoming a father, then to be Maimed told us, then he needs that focus here also. So the whole Yesod of the Parsha is, and what Yaakov is Masakin here, Tfilas Arvis, to create the base Elohim, that we should understand we're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's base Elohim. So the Rambam says, leave no slaw hem beis abechira. And that is, we have entree. We go in when we want, after hours, if we want to go, if we don't want to go. That's for our sake to understand. That and the whole struggle here, the whole relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and everything he wants is for one thing. He should be able to come back and create the beis Elohim. Beis Elohim means there's a family here. And for that, Yaakov himself has to do. If he's not Payel, so then Hashem is doing. He's not the father. But if the only reason Hashem's doing it because of what Yaakov is just paying, or the conditions because what he's contributing, that's why I don't want you to do it if you're not doing it because of what I want, of what I'm contributing. He's not a father. That's why he set up that condition. If you just want him to get back, keep your mouth shut. What do you have to make more? It's not an ace, sir. And you don't have to promise anything. It's going to happen. Hashem already told him it's going to happen. But the word here is, he's trying to create the base Elohim. A good Shabbos.